Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are studying in Philippians chapter 2 in this section, verses 25 through 30. We've entitled, Be Like Epaphroditus, who is the fourth example that Paul is using of this others before self idea. Paul was the first. Jesus was the second. Timothy was the third. And now Epaphroditus was the fourth. And we've talked about the fact that Epaphroditus had been sent by Philippi to serve Paul while he was there in prison, and now he was sending Epaphroditus back with this message. Epaphroditus had served Paul, though, while in prison to the point that he'd almost put himself in a grave, and yet the whole time he was more concerned about the church at Philippi was how it was affecting them, knowing that he was so sick. So he's wanting to send him back with this message, but also so they can see him to know, hey, Epaphroditus made it through, he's okay, and they won't have those concerns. And again, just the idea that he's putting them before himself. So today we'll look at verses 28 through 30, where Paul says, I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy and honor, such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me.
Yeah, so he continues. I think it's interesting to note that maybe working backwards here through the verses that we're tackling today, but he says he came close to death for the work of Christ. This is we talk about his service and how that he was helping Paul and all that, and how he was a minister, but he keeps the focus on that, how he was working for Christ, which is also it's a consistent theme. He talked about how that Timothy was putting others before self, but his interest was on the interests of Jesus Christ. So he points all of these examples back to Christ, and how that, the Christ-centered thing to do, the Christ-follower thing to do, is to have this others before self idea, and to put that back on this, your reasoning, your logic. This is why, this is the motivation behind what you're doing. It's not just so that we can say we're putting others before self, but it's this is why we're called to do that.
Yeah, and he says in verse 29 that he says such men should be honored. Honor such men at the end of that. Receive him in the Lord with all joy and honor such men. There's going to be joy because, again, the key word there, they're going to see that Epaphroditus is okay, that there was nothing, that had become terminally, at least, yeah, of the sickness that that he had had. So they'll feel better because of that. But even more so, it's the idea that, brothers and sisters in Christ who take risks and endure harsh conditions and, less than ideal situations like Epaphroditus had done. And when they've done that, especially for the sake of others, Epaphroditus had done it for the sake of Paul. Mm-hmm. When they've done it for the gospel's sake, which is, again, he's a messenger, he's a minister.
Yeah.
All of what he's doing, it's not because of the glamour of serving with Paul in a prison. It's because of the cause of Christ. And we talked about it earlier in chapter 2, because Jesus was willing to humble himself, God had highly exalted him. Well, just as God exalts those who humble themselves, we ought to exalt those who humble themselves, who have that attitude of others. Those are the ones we need to be looking up to. We tend to look up to the people that are very braggadocious, that are very look at me, that are in the spotlight. And he's saying the ones we really ought to pay attention to are the ones that have the mind of Jesus, that is not about look at me, but it's about how can I help others.
Yeah, I said before, whenever we started the study of this book of Philippians, we talked about Euodia and Syntyche in chapter 4 and verse 2, and how that they're mentioned by name in Scripture, but they're mentioned because it's a very negative example. Like, help these people who can't get along to get along, you know. How would you like to have your name in Scripture, but this is why, you know, because Paul has to literally call you out to get you to get along with each other. Well, this is kind of the opposite of that in chapter 2 and verse 29. Epaphroditus is one that is also mentioned by name in Scripture by Paul, but he says, hold men like this in high regard.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody that you ought to honor and to love on and to look up to because of his example, because he is getting along with everybody, because he is putting this others before self idea into action, and he's becoming very humble. So he says, what I want you to do is to look at to him as an example, to receive him with joy. Be glad. Don't hold back your joy. He says, Epaphroditus almost killed himself, worried about y'all and how y'all were worried about him. So rejoice and you know, relieve yourselves that he's okay. But then continue to praise him and continue to hold him in high regard in that way.
Yeah, and it points us back to the beginning of this chapter, verse 4. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also the interest of others. Epaphroditus has done that in putting others before self. One of the ways you can put others before self is to highly honor others and to recognize others. And just as Jesus has served as a model of loving sacrifice, Epaphroditus has served as a model of loving sacrifice. So he ought to be held in high regard for that. And you ought to point that out. We sometimes are not as quick to brag. We'll say stuff like, I don't want to make your head big, you know. Well, that kind of person's you're not going to.
Yeah.
I'd rather over brag on people and encourage that good behavior than I would to not recognize those people that are showing a Christ-like attitude, for sure.
Which is, by the way, a great example of how to apply this, because it's really hard to you know, think of yourself as the most important person in the room whenever you're too busy thinking about what you can learn from other people. It's a great way to intentionally or unintentionally, I don't know, humble yourself. You know, you're not going to be the smartest person in the room if you're thinking, okay, this is what I can learn and grow on from this person. This is how, in a way, it's another way of saying it. This is what this person is better than me at. You know, this is where I can grow and what I can learn from that person.
And one last thing there, at the end of verse 30, he was completing what was lacking in your service to me. I don't think that's a dig or a negative comment. Later on in chapter 4, he's going to talk about the fact that they wanted to do something for him before, didn't have the opportunity. Now they have the opportunity. Some have taken this to mean maybe there was a little bit of not fulfilling their commitment to financially support or whatever. But I think it's just the idea that they couldn't all go.
Yeah.
But they could send Epaphroditus to be the one that was there for them. And maybe that's the thought we can leave you with today, is that in ministry, we all need to be involved in ministry in some way. Maybe you're not the kind of person that can go on a mission trip or preach or teach the gospel or do other things. But if you can't fill a pulpit, maybe you can fund someone who is filling a pulpit. Maybe you can encourage someone towards ministry. Maybe you can financially support someone who's going to school to train for ministry or someone who's involved in some mission work. We've been able to do what we're doing here on Scripture Spotlight because there have been others that have been willing to help support this work. So, we need to be involved in ministry in some way, and part of that is figuring out what our opportunities and our gifts are and being involved in some way. And it took everything. It took Paul being the apostle. It took Epaphroditus serving him. It took the church at Philippi, supporting both Paul and Epaphroditus financially. It took all of those things, and it does in the church today. So we are thankful that you have joined us today. We hope that you'll continue to support this effort by tuning in daily with us as we study through God's Word, by praying for this work, by telling others about Scripture Spotlight, that we can dig in together into God's Word, find out what His message for our life is on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.